Okay, guys, it's your boys, the Moist Marsupials.
Amar is here.
It's Tay.
Arman is here.
And we're going to be characterizing the characters in The Beginning of Everything.
By Rob Snyder.
Rob Snyder. We start off with Ezra Faulkner first, and how he's a dynamic, funny, and calm person who doesn't really take much to heart for all that happens to him throughout the book, and his so-called tragedies that happen to him, which he thinks everyone has in their life, and that's what he believes, because he states back in the end of chapter 1, he says that no matter how unremarkable someone's life is, they will have a singular tragic encounter, that after which everything that really matters will happen. An example of this is Toby's accident and at the amusement park on the roller coaster. I mean, he caught the head on the on the roller coaster of the decapitated body. And another tragedy that Ezra goes through is his accident. And his accident really affects him because he can't play tennis anymore because he's a captain of the tennis team and a really good player. And he also goes on to say that this moment is called a catalyst, the first step in the equation, and he gets this equation from a type of problem in organic chemistry called retrosynthesis, and says you are presented with a compound that does not occur in nature, and your job is to work backward, step by step, as certain to how it came to exist, and then what sort of conditions led to this eventual creation. As if done correctly, you can read it normally, making it possible to distinguish the question from the answer. And he applies this by saying knowing the first step will get you nowhere. It's what comes after that will determine the result. And after reading, I'd have to say that he's a pretty wise and smart character. Another character is his girlfriend Charlotte, which is not his girlfriend for very long, but she's a pretty careless and non-emotional character at first. Like when Ezra walks in on her and another dude with his pants unzipped, Ezra didn't care at first. And it was more of a state of confusion than anything else. But Toby is another character that's Ezra's childhood best friend, and who would not later on be really his best friend as they get older, and because Ezra kind of pushed him away. But I do start to see Ezra change from that pretty popular kid to that. That kid that just minds his own business and stays in his lane he minds his own business and stuff. As Ezra's accident, he had gotten a cane and had some serious conflicts with stares. And he did his best to avoid any confrontation with them throughout, out in public. But really, he had become relatively sensitive about his cane and his knee situation. Like when he was at the pep rally he was at the pep rally and felt everyone was staring at him, and this was also when he made eye contact with Charlotte, but she immediately looked away and kind of embarrassed, especially after what happened at the party. But Ezra, He didn't really care that much, and for him, that was an indication that the tragedy that occurred at the party was to him, and it was his and his alone, his own tragedy. Another character I noticed is Coach Anthony, Ezra's former tennis coach, and now AP history teacher is he's pretty strict and uptight about a lot of things, but for Ezra, it doesn't really bother him because he's kind of used to relatively strict teachers or strict people and coaches and stuff. Because he's a, you know, he's a carefree kind of guy. And, you know, most things he just kind of blows off his shoulder, in my opinion. Another thing that also I noticed that the things that Ezra did, he would typically regret doing that thing, like when he would say something and instantly regret it. That's just something that I'd point out in the book. So I'd say he's unconfident sometimes, which as a character trait that isn't the best. So all in all, Ezra's, you know, though it is a, it's not a real brainy type of person, but he's pretty smart, and his grades are pretty good. He's a pretty good student. He's the person that just minds his own business and stays in his own lane, cares not about things getting to his mind mentally. He doesn't really get affected by stuff like that, and doesn't he became an outcast as he got older, especially through his senior year, because his whole knee situation and, you know, him just being who he is as he got older. And so that'll wrap up things for episode 1. Thank you.